Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai Chamber of Commerce Cultural Center's June edition of Beyond the Exhibit delves into the history of fish and water in the Kenai Peninsula and highlights traditional fishing practices. This month's display features unique artifacts, including seal skin boat models and an exhibit on the historic local figure known as Moose Meat John. Each month, the Cultural Center rotates its exhibit to showcase artifacts that have never been on display before. The rotating exhibit is paired with a lecture series featuring guest speakers discussing topics related to the month's theme. June's guest speaker is John Ross from the Salmatoff Native Association, who will present a lecture on traditional knowledge of fish and water. It's scheduled for June 25th at noon.
He'll be talking about fish and water and just kind of traditional ways of knowing. And he's also our July speaker, and he'll be talking about subsistence.
That was Danielle Lopez-Stom, coordinator for the Kenai Cultural Center. For more information, visit this story at radiokenai.com. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A 43-year-old Homer man is facing serious felony charges after Alaska State Troopers say he confessed to sexually abusing multiple underage daughters, then became suicidal while armed with a handgun on his property. According to a sworn affidavit filed by Trooper Elizabeth Jordan, the investigation began on the morning of June 14th when a woman contacted AST Dispatch. She reported that her husband, Jamin Miller, had admitted to molesting their daughters and was in a shed behind their home near North Fork Road, armed with a 10-millimeter gun and expressing suicidal intent. Law enforcement responded and attempted to establish communication. During the standoff, Miller's brother arrived unannounced and, despite warnings from law enforcement, entered the shed, found Jamin armed, and convinced him to surrender. According to investigators, the abuse first came to light when one of the daughters, a 17-year-old, confronted her father over the phone. She later disclosed in a forensic interview Miller had sexually abused her from ages 9 to 15. Another daughter, aged 14, also disclosed sexual abuse, and a third daughter, now 19, told their mother she had also been abused. Miller is charged with sexual abuse of a minor in the first and second degree, as well as incest. As of Monday, he remains in custody and a court date for his next hearing has not yet been confirmed. The Iron Dog Snow Machine Race will return to Fairbanks in 2026, restoring a longtime tradition and marking a bold new direction for the event. Governor Mike Dunleavy made the announcement at the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce luncheon, saying the race reflects Alaska's resilience, ingenuity, and a passion for adventure. The 2026 race will finish at Pike's Landing on the Chena River, the same spot where the race ended in earlier years. The new course will span roughly 2,500 miles across Alaska's toughest terrain. Iron Dog Executive Director Rick Paquette says bringing the finish back to Fairbanks adds energy and accessibility. Organizers are now working with local partners to plan a world-class finish experience. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A passenger could face felony charges after allegedly making a flippant remark about a bomb while on board an Alaska Airlines plane in Seattle. The Port of Seattle says the person made the comment to crew members over the weekend just as a flight to Walla Walla was preparing for takeoff from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Officials say the crew secured the plane on a runway away from the airport while the FAA issued a ground stop and the 68 passengers were evacuated for rescreening. As a result, 400 flights were delayed and 6 flights were canceled. The passenger, who has not been identified, was removed from the plane and taken to a hospital for a mental health examination before being released from custody. Authorities do not believe there is a threat, but they continue to investigate. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.